all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
We welcome you back to from the Bomber Gymnasium. As this is Bomber Basketball and Class Kids 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman join you courtside. And Audrey Young, our producer, back at the studio. So both teams come out on the floor. It will be Braden Dewey jumping center for Mountain Home. And for Green County Tech, Cole Puckett will try to win the tip. Winner of this game will face Farmington in the championship tomorrow at 3:20. The loser will play Perryville in the third place game at 12:40. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by the Golden Eagles. They are moving right to left to right in this first half. Ball is up top. Over on the right side goes to Lane. Now up top, they're rotating the ball. And ball goes down on the low block to Puckett. Now over on the right side, pulling up for the three-pointer was Goodman. No good. And the rebound comes to Mountain Home.
This is what you're going to see from this Green County Tech team. They're kind of all about the same size. You know, they've got a couple 6'3", 6'4", guys. No one that just towers over anybody. But I think they're going to do everything that they're supposed to do right. That's a tough team to face.
Bickford with it on the left side. Tech in a man-to-man. Ball goes up top to Dover. Over to McLean on the right. He'll take the screen from Dover. Pulls up for the jumper just inside the three-point.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
While pundits try to predict the future of the national economy, you may be worrying about your own economic condition. A vital part of your business and your personal financial strategy should be when and how to borrow money. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, you'll find the right person to guide you through the loan process and answer those questions you have on your mind right now. Put your mind at ease with Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office provided in the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
Dr. Wynn Moore at Baxter Health's Bone and Joint Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills these young athletes are developing will enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Well, sorry we lost connection there. We are back with you. It is Green County Tech with the ball leading 4-2 with 5:20 left to play in the first quarter. Kai Bickford just picked up his first personal foul. Going into the lane for the layup is Tyler Vincent. He gets it. It's a 6-2 Golden Eagle advantage. Inbound pass goes to Dewey. It's a full court man for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, it looks like that's what we're going to do is try to get the ball into Dewey and then let him find a guard and then clear everybody on this to beat the press here.
Bickford in the front court, dribbling up at the top. That goes over to the right side, gives up top to Dewey. Dewey will dribble to the left side, gives it there to Harris. Harris will dribble toward the top, finds Araba at the top, over to McLean on the right. Tries to throw it down to Dewey. Ball's knocked away, but Dewey's able to chase it down. He's going to pull up for the three at the top. Good! Braden Dewey with 5 points, with his first 3 points of the night. 6-5 Tech up right now, 4:33 left to play in the quarter. Ball goes over on the left side.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to have a big down there that can step out and hit that three-pointer.
Tech almost turned it over, but they get it back. Here is Lane going into Lane for the layup, and he gets it. Jonah Lane with his first 2 points of the night. 8-5, the Golden Eagles up right now with 4-10 left playing the first.
And you can tell this Green County Tech team is a senior-laden team because they just are smart. You know, they get the ball up quick. Don't let you get any block shots.
Kai Bickford tying the game up with a three-pointer. Our second tie of the night. We're knotted up at 8 with less than 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Here's Lane back the other way, dribbling on the left side. Gives it up top to Vincent. Over on the right side now it goes to Cooper, to Cup, that is. Now his pass knocked away and stolen by McLean, but they just steal it. They almost lost it themselves. So Matt's home with it back the other way with 3:35 left to play in the first quarter and a chance to get the lead back. Ball goes to Dewey. He's going to dribble to the corner. Finds McLean at near the elbow. His jumper will not go. Offensive rebound for Dewey. He puts it back up and in.
Yeah, Dewey came from the offside block there all the way around to get that rebound. Great hustle there by Dewey.
So Mountain Home up 10-8, and they get another steal. Back quickly come the Bombers, but now they turn it right back. Oh, well, they almost lost it, but Tech couldn't hold on there.
Yeah, spacing wasn't great there. That's a foul, yep.
And a foul is going to be called on Green County Tech.
Personal foul on Green County Tech, number 35.
They're going to give that to Landon Stewart. That's his first personal foul, team foul number 3, against the Golden Eagles, and they're going to call another timeout. So we're going to break with 3:02. Let's play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home up on Tech 10-8. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad, inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
Well, Green County Tech already using up two timeouts here in the first quarter as Mountain Home is up 10-8 with 3:02 left to play in the first quarter.
Kind of a hectic pace right here to the start of this game, isn't it?
Sure is. Sure is. Inbound pass goes to Braden Dewey as we're back underway. He'll give it to Bickford. Bickford will dribble up to the top just inside the half-court stripe. Over to Robb on the right side. Now up top to Inskeep, who just checked in during the timeout. Now Bickford has it on the left side. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer, in and out. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Dewey, and it will be Paragould's ball with 2:39 left to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, Kyle looked up and said, nobody's guarding me. I'm going to take this shot right here.
Oh, it got so close to going in.
Yeah, it did. It was a good-looking shot.
Here is Stewart into the front court. He'll give it to Cup. Over on the right side now, it goes to Goodman. Now to Parker Harris, who checked in a little bit ago. Ball goes down on the low block to Vincent. He tries to put up the shot. He'll be fouled on the way up and head to the line for a pair. Hagenrod picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Tyler Vincent at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 2:25 left in the first quarter. He has 2 points so far. Make it three as he gets the first one. Robert Dover and Blaine Tate both checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Hagenrod and Kai Bickford. Tate coming in for the first time tonight. So if Vincent gets this next one, we'll have our third tie this evening. So far, two ties, two lead changes. He does get the second. He now has four. We're knotted up at 10. Tate will walk the ball into the front court. They're backing off the
backing
press
off the
now.
Press, yeah.
Yep. Tate with it. We'll throw it over to McLean on the left side.
They drop back into a little zone right here.
Ball goes up top to Inskeep. Finds Dewey near the free throw line. Over to Tate on the right side. He's going to drill toward the low block. Now kicks it out to Dover. Tries to throw it to Dewey. Ball knocked away and stolen by the Golden Eagles. Here is Tech with a chance to get the lead back. Vincent has it in the right corner. He's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup, and he cannot get it to go. And the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. McLean quickly back the other way after getting the board. He dribbles to the right elbow, throws up top to Tate, over to Inskeep on the left side. 1:36 left to play in the first quarter. Again, we're tied at 10. Tate has it near the top. Over to McLean on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer with a hand in his face. It will not go, and Tech gets the rebound.
Yeah, you like to see ball movement around the corner there. That's how you're going to have to beat that zone. The ball kind of stuck on one side right there.
Back quickly, Garrett Cupp goes coast-to-coast for the layup, and we've got our third lead change as Mount Holmes going to call a timeout. We'll break with 1:17 left to play in the first quarter. It is Paragould leading Mountain Home 12-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Mountain Home calling their first timeout of the night with 1:17 left to play in the first quarter. It is Paragould up 12-10 after that layup right before the timeout by Garrett Cupp. I tell you what, it's not often you have three timeouts already used and we're not even done with the first quarter yet.
Yeah, it's been that type of game, though. It's been hectic, and both coaches are trying to get their team under control here and get them in the right spots.
Inskeep will take the screen drill to the free throw line, pull up for the jumper, no good, and Stewart gets the rebound for Green County Tech. Back quickly comes Jonah Lane, and he'll be fouled. And Tech will inbound the ball on the baseline with 52.1 left in the first quarter. Blaine Tate picks up his first personal foul. That's the 14th foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. Kai Bickford and McGee Harris coming back in for the Bombers as Coben Inskeep and Blaine Tate will head to the bench. By the way, for those of you wondering, Kansas and Arkansas tied at 38 with less than a minute left of the Liberty Bowl. Ball is up top to Stewart. Now a foul away from the ball. An illegal screen called against the Golden Eagles. They're going to get Joe Lane with his first personal foul. Team foul number four against Tech. And that is their fourth turnover of the night. 44.8 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Mounts home with the ball trailing by two. Bickford will walk the ball across the timeline. It's like a 2-3 zone right now for Greene County Tech. Ball goes over to Harris. Back to Bickford. Down to 25. Ball goes to McLean on the left side. His three-pointer will not go. A long rebound comes to Bickford. He'll give it back to McLean. Tried to throw it to Dover. Ball knocked away, but Dover is able to get it back. Matt's home with 15 left in the quarter. No, the shot clock's turned off. Ball's with Harris on the right side. Down to eight. Then out top to Bickford. Down to five. Over to McLean on the left. Down to three. Ball goes to Dover. He's going to put the shot. He's going to give it to Harrison. They're not going to get the shot off to end the quarter. So
that's
after
a tough way to start the end of the quarter out there, not getting the shot off.
No kidding. After 8 minutes of play, it is Paragould leading Mountain Home 12-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game,